As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. The lady of paradise with a heart full of divine grace.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our series, The Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, a program in which we talk about the nobility, the excellences, the merits, the virtues of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha, and enrich our hearts further with her esteem and honor. Davis, Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha is an individual who is our guide from every perspective. Any attribute of nobility you want to talk about, you will see Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha to be our guide, our role model in that very field. So if we want to live a happy life, a successful life in this world and in the hereafter, we should follow in the footsteps of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha, which would lead us to success. So dear viewers, we were talking about the passing away of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, how Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha was at that time. And today we will continue our discussion and we'll also talk about the passing away of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Before that, dear viewers, let's listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. In one hadith, dear viewers, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has mentioned that adorn your gatherings by reciting Salat upon me, as this will be Noor, light for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, in our last episode, we stopped our discussion where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had given permission to Malakul Maut alayhi salam to come inside and to seize his blessed soul. And his blessed soul was seized and Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha was restless. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Ali al-Murtaza and Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhum, they lowered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in the grave and buried him. And when the Sahaba alayhi muridwan, they got free from the burial and when they returned, so Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha now said to Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahul kareem that, oh Abu al-Hasan, Abu al-Hasan was the kunya of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahul kareem. So she said that, oh Abu al-Hasan, have you guys buried Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? And he replied, yes. To which Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha said that, how could you dare to pour soil over the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? Did you not have any mercy in your hearts for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? Would he not teach you good things? Upon this, Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem said that, O Fatima radiyallahu anha, why not? But the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be overlooked. And Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha kept crying, kept weeping that, oh my beloved father, now Jibreel Amin alayhi salam would never come. So this is the state of sorrow in which Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha had come. Now after the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha was overcome with sorrow so much that smile had vanished from her. And it was only once that she radiyallahu anha was seen smiling after the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And we'll also talk about that very incident, that what that incident was, where she radiyallahu anha smiled after the passing of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. Now Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha, after the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, she abandoned the company of people and she adopted seclusion in Baytul Huzn, in the house of sadness, it is known as. She stayed in there and adopted seclusion, abandoning company of people out of the grief and sorrow of the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu states that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam passed away, then Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, out of sorrow, out of grief, she said that, "Oh, my beloved father, you accepted the call of your Lord Almighty. Oh, my beloved father, Jannat al-Firdaus has become your abode. Oh, beloved father, we condole with Jibreel alayhi salam." Now, dear viewers, the fourth caliph of Islam, Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-Karim, narrates that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam passed away and he was buried, Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha once came on the blessed shrine, on the blessed grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, took a fistful of soil from his blessed grave, placed it on her blessed eyes, and she started to cry. And in this state of sorrow and grief, she radiallahu anha uttered the following words. She said that, "How can a person be reproached who has smelled the blessed grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, as he is not in need of smelling the most precious fragrances of this world after smelling the fragrance of the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? The fragrance of the soil that is touching the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam makes it distinguished from all the remaining fragrances of this world. Such dark nights of calamities and adversities have befallen me that if they were placed upon days, they would turn into nights." So dear viewers, these are those emotional words that Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha uttered after the passing of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and visiting his shrine, visiting his blessed grave. And that blessed soil which is in contact with the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, how beautifully she praised it. And indeed, dear viewers, that is most sacred for us, sacred than anything for us. Now, dear viewers, let's talk about the apparent passing of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. So, dear viewers, Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha passed away approximately six months after the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam on 3rd of Ramadan, 11 Hijri, on the night of Tuesday. And Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-Kareem, or Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu, or according to one narration, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, led her funeral salah, and she radiallahu anha was buried in Jannatul Baqi. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu states that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to his beloved daughter Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha that, "Amongst my household, you will meet me the first," meaning you will pass away the first. And now, dear viewers, let's talk about that one occasion when Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha was seen smiling after the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So after the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha was never seen smiling. Only at one occasion, she radiallahu anha was seen smiling. And what was that occasion? It was that Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha was so worried that throughout her life she observed modesty, she observed chastity, and saved herself from the sight, from the gaze of non-mihram men. And what she was worried about was that after she passes away, may it not be the case that the gaze of any non-mihram man falls upon her funeral. This is something that bothered her, that kept her worried. So once Sayyidatuna Asma binti Umais radiallahu anha said that, "I saw in Abyssinia that when there's a funeral, when there's a janazah, then they place the branches of tree on the janazah and they form a dome-like structure on top of it, and then they place a shawl over it." After this, she brought some date branches and they tied them together, and then she placed a shawl over them and showed it to Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Now this event, dear viewers, brought smile to Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and this is the only occasion when she radiyallahu anha was seen smiling after the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And dear viewers, just at this point, if we pause for a second and if we think about it, that for Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was everything. She spent her entire life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she made all arrangements to ensure that she adheres to modesty, she adheres to veiling, and no non-mahram gets to see her. But even after she passes away, the time when there's no more account, a person is not accountable anymore after he passes away for any deeds, because the deeds, they come to an end with the passing of a person. But she radiallahu anha made such arrangements for her modesty and veiling even after her passing. She made such arrangements which were not seen in that region, in that area ever before. And when she came to know that she radiallahu anha would preserve her veiling even after she passes away, this very account brought smile to her. And this is something which made her happy. Allahu Akbar. These were the true people of Allah, dear viewers, who did not bother about this world. For them, these temporary pleasures did not mean anything. They set their goals right, where they aimed for the eternal blessings, pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's what they worked towards. That's what they lived for, and they genuinely and sincerely made efforts for it. And this shows us, dear viewers, that when there's a will, there's a way. We make excuses for so many things nowadays. We can't do this, we can't do that. And once we've developed that mindset, then we will find ways to do that thing. But if at step one, we develop this mindset that we can't do it, then we can't do it. First thing first is to have a mindset that we will do that thing. We will wake up for tahajjud. We will offer our 5 times daily salah. We will send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam 1,000 times, 313 times every day. First, we need to develop this mindset. Only then we will work towards the ways that how can now we achieve these targets that we have set for ourselves. So Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha taught us over here that first and foremost is to have that willpower. Once we have that willpower, when there's a will, there's a way. Always remember, devious. So always have that determination in your heart that we have to do this. Only then we will be able to get our objective. Devious, Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha left 2 wills before she passed away. The first was where she said to Ali al-Murtaza, Karramallahu wajhahu al-Kareem, that after I pass away, then you should marry Sayyidatuna Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Ali al-Murtaza, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, he acted upon it, and after the passing of Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, he radiallahu anha married Sayyidatuna Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha. And this wedding, this nikah, was facilitated by Zubair bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala an. And the second will that she left was that when I leave this world, then bury me at the night time so that no non-mahram's gaze falls upon me, upon my janazah, upon my funeral. This was the second will that she had left. So dear viewers, we can again see that Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha, the only wills that she's leaving are relating to the hereafter. There's nothing of this temporary world. All she wants is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu led the funeral salah of Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Sayyidina Ibrahim rahmatullah alayh also narrates that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu led the funeral salah of Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha, and he said 4 takbirs in it. So dear viewers, this brings our discussion to an end regarding the Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And in this series, dear viewers, we try to cover different perspectives of her seerah, different elements of her nobility, of her virtues, of her excellence. And we tried to enlighten our hearts further with her, esteem with her, honor with her eminence. And dear viewers, at the same time, we've also established the fact that Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha is our guide. She is our leader from every perspective of nobility. And even from domestic perspective, from the perspective of family life, from the perspective of spending life in our society, being a noble figure in the society, etc. From every perspective, we can see that Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha is our guide. She is our leader. She has laid those great principles for us, following which we can attain success in this world and in the hereafter. Following the seerah of Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala and her dear viewers, we should make sure that we also abundantly worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And first and foremost thing that we have to do is offer our 5 times daily salah without fail. That is obligatory for us, that is obligatory upon us. And 5 times daily salah, dear viewers, is something that we have to offer on daily basis without any excuse, without any fail. And when we look at the seerah of Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would stay up all night worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then she would make dua for the Muslim Ummah. She would recite the Quran. She would perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She would look after her neighbors. She would especially focus on the upbringing of her children. And there's so much obvious that we try to cover in the seerah of Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. So following in her footsteps, obvious, we should also make sure that we are not lacking in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in those acts that are fard or wajib upon her, that are necessary for us, that are obligatory for us to fulfill. We must make sure that we are fulfilling them. There shouldn't be any excuse in that. As the difficulties that Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha faced, whether they were financial, whether they were worldly difficulties, you name it, we can't even imagine. We can't even imagine or experience even 1% of that. Not even 1% of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us immensely in this world. Allah Almighty has given us so much. We have so much with us, so many blessings with us. But yet we are very neglectful when it comes to remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to offering salah, when it comes to reciting the Quran, when it comes to fasting in Ramadan, when it comes to performing Hajj in case it is fard upon us, when it comes to paying zakat in case it becomes fard upon us, and due zakat, not only paying zakat but due zakat after making sure we calculate to each penny that what we are to pay in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something very, very important for us, a great lesson that we learn from the seerah of Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. We pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah Almighty shower His choicest of mercies and blessings upon the blessed shrine of the Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for her sake. آمين بجاه خاتم النبيين صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. The lady of paradise with a heart full of divine.